Chiefs leading by six. First and 10 at the Cleveland 28. One high safety look for the Browns. Smith is in the shotgun.
First off, you know, you're in the huddle. You hear that play that you've been working on, you know, all practice, and you've been anticipating it the whole game, and here it is. Now it's showtime.
Smith waits for the snap, takes it. Alex Smith turns right, wants to throw right, holds it.
And once you get that ball, I mean, your eyes light up. You don't even hear the crowd at the moment.
Before the play even started, they came out like in the same formation that they ran another play on that same down and distance. So I'm running through my head like, okay, if this is what I think it is, I'm gonna jump it. I don't care if I'm wrong. You know, I'm going through the whole play like, okay, he's looking at the tight end. Okay, he really thinks he's open, and it is what I think it is. So I just let him think he's open, and I'm like, okay, he's throwing it. Yes, he's throwing it. You know what I'm saying? So I just jump it.
Pass is intercepted in the left flat by Barry. He's at the 40-yard line, 35, and slips a tackle, still on his feet, and moves to the near side. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Interception return for Eric Berry, the rookie out of Tennessee, burns Tennessee!
And I just, after that, I'm just looking towards the end zone. Like, I kick back into my offensive mode. You know, I'm running to the sideline. I'm like, oh, my God, lineman. That's like 600-plus pounds. Let me get out the way. So I get out the way, cut back, run in the end zone, dive, you know, because it's my first touchdown. You know, you see everybody diving into the end zone. And me personally not thinking about how cold it was and how frozen the end zone was, I totally regret diving into the end zone.
My first sack at Arrowhead Stadium was against the Falcons, and that's one of the best feelings you can ever have. The crowds, you had the crowd into it, and it's time for a big play, and you can know that you can be the one to make that big play and get the crowd involved. It's a great feeling.
Ryan to throw. Pressure! And hit and sack! And you called for pressure. You got it, a sack back at the 10. Justin Houston. Here's Suck up now, trying a 51-yard field goal from the near hash. Oakland puts the ball down. Suckup gets a pretty good swing on this one. Is it lined up? He's got it, a 51-yarder. And Suckup nails it with the driver from the tee box.
You know, I think one of my favorite game winners at Arrowhead, there's a couple that come to mind. I would say one was in 2009, I had one to beat the Steelers in overtime. They were the defending world champions. And that was a huge win for us at home here. The fans went nuts. It was awesome. And another one would be a couple years ago on Monday night against the San Diego Chargers. We had a division game. It was just, you know, I think it was Halloween night. The fans were all hyped up. The game was unbelievable, and we had an opportunity to hit a field goal in overtime to win it.
Kansas City with some Arrowhead magic on Monday Night Football on Halloween.
And that was just an unbelievable feeling. Just seeing that stadium erupt like that, it's just such an adrenaline rush and something that, you know, it's awesome to experience. You know, one of the things that I always try to do is pick a target, you know, and try not to let any of the outside distractions mess with you. Or, you know, you can't think about all these other things that from the outside looking in, you would think, hey, this is probably what he's thinking about. No. You know, when we go out there, we've got a spot, and I'm trying to hit that spot, and that's the only thing I'm focused on. And I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to put a good stroke on the ball and let everything, you know, let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully we knock it through.
Most memorable game, I would have to say my rookie year overtime game against San Diego in the rain. Oh, it was crazy. Dexter returning the punt return for a touchdown. We stopped them on fourth and goal, four times on the goal line, and winning the ball game. It was crazy.
As a defensive guy, when you're on the field and you get a chance to make an interception, especially in Arrowhead when it's crazy and loud, knowing the crowd is going to be buck wild, it's definitely an anticipation on what the offense is about to do. That's how you get interceptions. That's how you get big plays. But when the interception comes to my hands, I mean, the main thing is catching it. You know, of course, we all want to score as a defensive guy, but the main thing is catch the ball, secure it, and then try to take it back to Pee Wee football and try to score.
Late third, found a short drop. Fires middle, it's going to be intercepted. Derrick Johnson, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. This time, Derrick Johnson hangs on and finds the sweet nectar of the end zone.
kind of notice you do something big, because when you get up, you can't even hear yourself think, really, because the crowd's just cheering so loud. So, you know, when you get up, you know, you might be tired, but when you hear that crowd, kind of, you know, energizes you and just puts a lot of just energy in your body. I mean, it's one of the best feelings in the world, honestly, just to have that feeling, just to be making big plays and doing stuff like that, and just your teammates to be congratulating you, it's a good feeling.